Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, it's Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here, the River Talk Radio Network, your audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri live and dangerously local is your force multiplier of truth. I could listen to that all day. Also, I could listen to Serena Heckethorne all day. Future broadcast professionals note the seamless segue from one programming element to another. Full disclosure, I love Serena Heckethorne. She is my health markets insurance agent. She is also my client, and I am proud to personally endorse her as I am right now with this commercial. I always say that Serena Heckethorne is gold, and the reason that I say that is because it's true. She is precious. She is this. She is that. She is absolutely the best. I always get five-star customer service from Serena and her team. If you're disabled, changing jobs, losing employer coverage, losing Medicaid coverage, turning 65, or if you need life, dental, or cancer coverage, Serena can help you determine what is best for you, because Serena Heckethorne is gold. So you got a new office in St. C, 50966 National Road in St. C, right up from the West Texas Roadhouse and DeFelice Pizza, right across from that blue bank there. Call her 740-650-5218. That's 740-650-5218. Or drop in and say, hey, Dimitri sent me, and he says Serena Heckethorne is gold, which, by the way, she is. You can also go to her Steubenville office, Health Markets Insurance Agency. It's on Sunset Boulevard next to the KFC. Tell Serena about your health insurance needs, and she will be able to help you. Her team also will be able to help you, because Serena Heckethorne is gold. She is absolutely gold. So what's the Belmont buzz this morning?
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
We broke the news a few minutes ago. St. C. Mayor Catherine Tolman, she took my advice and she spoke with the people in St. C. and they all agreed that Dimitri was right yet again. And that is that the 10% penalty for late payment for the electric bill in St. C., the municipal utilities bill, will be waived this month because of the royal screw-up on the part of the United States Postal, quote, service. St. C. sends all the bills out beginning of the month. Post office does God knows what to them. Doesn't even deliver them until a couple days before the utility bill is due. And if you pay late, you get a 10% penalty you got to pay. And when I had Catherine Tolman on Monday, I said, hey, this is certainly, it's not St. Clairsville's fault, but it's also not the fault of the ratepayers. And so I really think it'd be very, very important for you and the people of, the government of St. C., to waive the 10% penalty for late payment, because it's all the post office's fault yet again. And if you were listening earlier this morning, and shame on you if you weren't, you heard Catherine Tolman say, the mayor of St. Clairsville, that she did meet with her service director and others, and they all agreed that Dimitri was right. Well, she didn't say it quite that way, but I think that's what she meant. That the 10% late penalty for paying your electric bill will be waived this month, all because of the post office screw up. So I don't want to take all the credit for that, but it's kind of tough not to. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's enough. Thank you. Anyway, so that's the breaking news. So some good news for you. If you have any kind of, electrical service from St. C., which is, by the way, not only just the city, but also sometimes surrounding area outside the city limits. No 10% penalty this month. And you can thank Dimitri for that. Well, I mean, Catherine as well, but mostly me. So anyway, that's the breaking news. So some good news for you. All right. Still no word from MCTV, mighty crappy TV, when or if they're ever going to restore internet service again, not only for us here at Rock Hill, the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group, but also areas throughout the Upper Ohio Valley. This MCTV cable company apparently is worse than Comcast, because when our people reached out to MCTV, apparently the service has been out now. This is like the second day. At first, they said, well, the service, the problem's on your end here. And, of course, they had to know better. They absolutely had to know that the problem was on their end. But it's a lot easier blaming the customers than it is taking responsibility for your crappy system. And then when our people called back, Johnny O and Aaron, MCTV hung up on each one of them. Johnny O this morning on my show made that, you know, broke that news. So we have no earthly idea when or if MCTV is going to restore internet service, not only here, but really throughout the region. I can't imagine how many households, hundreds, probably thousands of households, are at the mercy of this MCTV. MC, mighty crappy TV. No earthly idea, which means no Facebook live stream of the show today. And I don't know when, you know, we need cable service to get back here in order for us to do the streaming. We can't use our printer, because we have, you know, air printer here, and I've got all the information on my phone, and it's just links. So I've got to open the links and then print them and all that. I can't do any of that because MCTV does not have internet service here. And when we ask what went wrong and when are we going to get the internet service, they just hang up on us. Comcast, as bad as Comcast is, and make no mistake about it, it is horrendously bad. The one thing with Comcast is whenever I called customer service, and I call a lot because Comcast is really, really bad. The one thing that Comcast has never done is they've never hung up on me. They've always been courteous. Those people in the Philippines have always been courteous. They never hang up on you. And they always ask at the end, is there anything else we can help you with? Now, that might not sound like much, but compared to MCTV, mighty crappy TV, that hangs up on Johnny O and Aaron here at the station, Comcast is looking like gold compared to MCTV. I think it would be really, really nice for the head of MCTV, Mr. MC or whoever the hell it is, to make a statement to say, look, this is what happened, and we're working to solve this problem, and here's how we're working to solve this problem. But instead, when the media reaches out to them, Johnny O and Aaron here at the station, to get information about why we don't have service and to tell the public, here's what's going on, they hang up on us. So maybe it's something much worse than just a technical, you know, collapse of MCTV. Maybe, and I have no way of knowing this, of course, you know, maybe they're going out of business. Maybe they can't pay their bills. I don't know. We reached out to them. They hung up on us. So who the hell knows how bad it is with this MCTV? I tell you, satellite, for all of the problems with satellite internet and everything else, and there are a lot of problems, MCTV is making it look better and better. Really, it's just unbelievable to me. It's absolutely unbelievable to me. How could they not be issuing a statement? How could they not have a spokesperson, or ideally the head of MCTV, saying, look, we feel terrible about this. We're working on this. This is what happened. This is how long we think it's going to take to fix, and this, that, and the other. And just be forthcoming. Just be transparent. The people of Belmont County certainly deserve that.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
All right, that's enough of that. But nothing. So if you're in Belmont County and you have MCTV and you don't have internet service, I wish I could give you some information. But when we reached out to them, and we are customers as well as the media, they hung up on us twice. This is how you run a company? Are you friggin' kidding me? You don't issue a statement. I get somebody out there in front of the cameras to say, look, we got a problem here, but we're going to work on it. We feel terrible about this, and here's how we're going to make it up to the people. We're not going to bill them for, 2 days or 3 days or however long it's out. I mean, all sorts of things that a company can do whenever there's a major screw-up. Screw-ups happen. They even happen here at the Ohio Midland News Group. I know that's hard for you to believe, but they do. Oh, do they ever? Well, but still, you then have to make it right. Every business screws up. My business, Dimitri 2020 LLC, I'm sure screwed up at some point. I can't imagine what it was, but I'm sure I've screwed up somehow because I know me. But then you got to man up. You got to face the client and say, look, I screwed up. Here's what happened. And here's how we're going to make it right for you. That's what you do. That's what any competent business does. Not MCTV. Mighty crappy TV. My sources told me that this show, which is normally on four stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Today, because of this crappy internet company, MCTV, the show can be heard only on 100.1 FM and the Mighty 1290. 33 watts. That's it. No internet, which means no Facebook. The people who normally listen to me at on 100.9 and the Mighty or the Sturdy 1430 cannot hear the show today, all because this crappy internet company, MCTV. Still no word from them. They're hanging up on people who are calling to complain. It's unbelievable. I'm tempted to reach out to them to call them on the air using my iPhone. The problem is that, I wonder if it'd be worth a shot. The phone service here is so awful because we don't have, I wonder if it's worth a shot. Hold on. Let me see if I can even find MCTV. No, that's right. I can't even get phone. Okay. Can't even get the internet to look up their phone number. So I can't do that. All right, fine. Well, here's what I can do. I've got, thank God, I prep and prep and prep for the show. I've got lots of great audio clips for you that I want to share with you. But before I do, I want to tell you about a fundraiser. We had two people scheduled this morning to come on the air and talk with us about what they're going through, the misery that they're going through. But thanks to MCTV's screw-up, we're not going to have them on this morning because we can't put it on Facebook. We can't air it on two of our four stations. But let me just tell you about them. It's a soup and salad fundraiser for Karen Neff. A community-driven soup salad fundraiser for Karen Neff is set to take place on March 1 from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event aims to bring together friends, family, and supporters to help raise funds and show solidarity for Karen Neff. Karen has end-stage liver cirrhosis due to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. She ain't a drunk. End-stage liver cirrhosis, and she's in need of a liver transplant. Attendees will have the opportunity to enjoy a variety of delicious soups while contributing to a meaningful cause. The meal will include soup, salad, bread, or crackers, and dessert for $10, or individual quarts of soup will be available for $7. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me. The soups will be available for eat-in or take-out, ensuring everyone can participate in the fundraiser. The fundraiser will also include a 50-50 raffle, basket auction, offering additional opportunities for attendees to support Karen's cause. You can join everyone at 102 Fair Avenue in St. C. in the, Roratan Building, by the St. Clairsville Recreation Department on March 1 to support Karen Neff and enjoy a warm bowl of soup among friends. Again, That's at 102 Fair Avenue in St. C. in the Ruritan building by the St. Clairsville Recreation Department on March 1 to support Karen Neff. If you'd like more information, please contact Jen. Her phone number is 740-340-7265. That's Jen, 740-340-7265. And Jen's email address is jenster89@hotmail.com. That's jenster89@hotmail.com. Jen Olshowski. This is a fundraiser for Karen Neff. And again, we would have had her on this morning, but thanks to the suck-ass MCTV, we're limited as to what we can do. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.